Frederick County Sports Weekend is next on 930 WFMD. A service of Randy's Candies. Randy Bartlett, the sweetest guy in town.
Sweet sugar candy man.
Looking for something to pull yourself out of these COVID doldrums? Head to one of Randy's Candy's Antique Mall old-time candy stores and find some of that candy from your youth. You can find Randy's Antique Candy Stores at three locations. The Hancock Antique Mall in Hancock, Maryland, the Rocky Ridge Antique Mall in North Hagerstown, and at the Emmitsburg Antique Mall in Emmitsburg. That's Randy's Candies from Randy Bartlett, the sweetest guy in town.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Frederick County Weekend Sports Show here on 930 WFMD. I'm your host, Steve Nibbs, and today our guests are two senior volleyball players here in the county that are going on to play at the next level. First, I'd like to welcome Julia Gladhill, a senior from Ligonier High School, and Julia will be attending University of South Carolina Upstate. Julia, welcome.
Hi.
And the other senior is senior Julia Slivka from Tuscarora High School. And this Julia is going to Rider University next year. And Julia, welcome as well.
Hi.
Girls, great to talk to you. Thank you for taking some time to be with us today. First question, and we'll start with Julia Gladhill. Julia, what was the reason and the things that kind of brought you to the University of South Carolina Upstate that you felt that was the school for you?
Yeah, so they just have a great coaching staff, and they were all really welcoming, and I just love the atmosphere there. And they also have a great education program, which I think is great for me because I want to become a teacher. So everything was just a perfect fit for me.
What was your impression of the campus?
I have not been on campus yet, but I did a video call on it, and it's really beautiful. It's a lot of grass, and it's just the perfect area.
A lot of people have heard of the University of South Carolina, but not University of South Carolina Upstate. Where is that exactly?
It's in Spartanburg. It's about 30 minutes from Greenville.
Okay, and the size of the school?
About 7,000.
Okay. Julia Slivka, what about Rider University? What was it about Rider that kind of pulled you there?
Yeah, I just spent a lot of time talking on the phone with different coaches, and I was always excited to talk to Coach Jeff and Coach Susan from Rider. And I visited the school on my own because of COVID and everything. They couldn't show me around, and I just loved the campus and the surrounding area. And I also had a video call with the team, and I just loved the family environment they supported, and it seemed just like a great fit for me.
And where's Rider University located?
Lawrenceville, New Jersey.
Lawrenceville, New Jersey. So how far away is that, about 3.5, 4?
Yeah, like 3.5.
Okay. Julia Gladhill, how far is South Carolina from you?
It's about 7 or 8 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Julia Slivka, what do you have, a major or a career choice in mind?
Yeah, I think I'm planning on double majoring in accounting and business administration. And I've always been interested in business, and I want to own my own business someday. So I feel like having a background in accounting and administration would help me reach that goal.
Okay. Are you particular about coming back to the area, or does it matter?
I want to move somewhere warmer, so probably not.
Okay. Probably not. All right. Julia G. What about teaching? Are you looking to come back to this area, Julia, or does it matter?
No, I'm looking to stay down in South Carolina.
It's a nice warm state, too, for the most part. What age group?
I'm thinking first grade.
First grade, excellent. That sounds good. And girls, looking at expectations and as far as playing at the next level, Julia S. I'll call you that way. Get the difference between the two of you. What position do you currently play, and is that the same position you're playing at Ryder, and what are your expectations going in?
Yeah, so in high school, I play outside hitter, and for Ryder and club, I'm going to be playing setter. So two definitely different positions. So my expectation going in there is, like, just to work my hardest and always be the first one in the gym and, like, the last one out of the gym. So,
okay, Julia G.
I'm a DS libero for high school and club, and I'm going to be playing DS libero for college as well. And I'm just looking to get better in all areas, my serve receive, my digging, and I'm just really excited to compete at a high level.
Excellent, girls. And whatever it takes to get any playing time or to work to get to that point, I'm sure. What are some things, some keys for you that's gotten you to this point as far as playing volleyball? Julia G.
I just work really hard. I give my all in every situation. It doesn't matter, like, what I'm doing. I just give my all, and I really think that that's gotten to me to where I am right now.
All right, Julia.
Yeah, basically what she said, like, practice like you play, like, always giving my full effort, like, having a great communication with my team.
Would either you girls consider, if the situation was the right situation, would you come back to the area, or would you think about coaching? Julia G.
Yeah, I would definitely consider coaching. I mean, I've been around volleyball my whole life, and I would love to continue to be around it. So I would love to coach.
How about you, Julia?
Yeah, I would definitely love to coach and, like, share my knowledge with other people and hoping they get to the next level also.
We certainly have been through an interesting year, to say the least.
Yeah.
girls, what has been your takeaway from all of this in general? Julia Slivka.
Yeah, it's definitely been a lot, and it was definitely a struggle in the beginning because it definitely, like, affected my whole recruiting process. So it really just, like, helped me look at the positives in life and see what's really important and just, like, helped me get through everything, I guess.
Well, sure.
Yeah, so it definitely just allowed me to focus on different things and look at the positive instead of the negatives.
Very good. Julia Gladhill.
Yeah, like she said, it definitely affected me in my recruiting process. It affected my club team, high school. But as she said, like, I look at the positives now, and I'm just glad to be back on the court, and I'm happy to get any chance I could get to play volleyball.
Indeed, we really don't know how much we miss something until we don't have it. And
yeah,
I'm sure you girls agree with that. You all were fortunate in the sense that you got a season in, so to speak, and others did not. But nonetheless, and you certainly can't take things for granted. It would be one thing that you could take away from this whole pandemic situation. And I'm sure you all understand that for sure. Looking at this coming season, at least we're going to have a partial season. How many games are you all being able to play? And either one of you can answer that.
I think we have a total of, like, 8 to 10 games.
8 to 10?
For high school.
Yeah, that sounds
good. Right. 8 to 10. And I believe there will be a county championship between the division, the best records of the two divisions.
Yeah, the CMC's championship.
CMC championship. Okay, that's good. So, being the seniors on the squad, and Julia S., we'll start with you. What is your plan? What do you think are keys as a senior in leading your team during this last season?
Yeah, so last season, like, we lost a lot of seniors who are key players, and we're lucky to have a lot of young players come out this season. So I think we're going to be really successful. I just want to, like, lead my team to be determined and don't give up on anything. Just keep moving forward.
Okay, Julia Gladhill.
Yeah, we have a lot of young players, too, and I'm, as a senior, I just want to be really vocal, and I want to push everyone to be the best player that they can be. So I'm really excited to see how it all plays out.
You girls, as you are, have gotten to this point in your life, you're now have the chance to play at the next level, and a lot of young people certainly look to be able to do that. As you see these younger players and they see what you two have done to get there, what's your best advice for them as far as that total package of not only being able to play volleyball in college, but to get into college as well? And what are some things that you all both seem to feel have to be done in order to get to that point? And Julia Gladhill, we'll start with you.
Yeah, so I just think you need to work hard in every aspect of your life, whether it's in school, you need to study, you need to, you know, pay attention, or in volleyball, you can have the skill, but you also need to be a good teammate, a good leader, and an all-around good player.
Julia?
Yeah, like what she said, but you also have to have confidence in yourself. Like, if you don't have confidence in yourself, you're not going to get anywhere. So you just need to believe in yourself and you can do anything.
What has been the key? Did you both of you play club ball or play for favor during your time? And what was it about that aspect that really helped you all when you got to high school? And Julia Slivka will start.
Well, I was a freshman on varsity, so I was young and, like, scared. But, like, all the skills and techniques I've learned throughout the years really helped me, like, adjust and fit into the team well.
Julia?
Yeah, I just love the competitiveness of club, and it's really given me the confidence. And, you know, I was a freshman on varsity, too, and I was really young, and it was hard to play with such older people, but it's really given me confidence and to be there for the past 3 years.
Julia Slivka, what would be, is there anyone that's given you, quote, words of wisdom, something that really has helped you in any aspect of your life, volleyball, school? Is there something that you kind of, your mantra there?
I don't really have like a quote per se, but my 12s coach, Dave Geisel from MVSA, like, he was my favorite coach. He basically taught me the basics of volleyball, which I think led me to be successful today.
Okay, Julia?
Yeah, I don't really have a quote, but all my club coaches continue to tell me to just work hard and have confidence, and that's really helped me.
Okay. How about memorable events, girls? Anything? Any one event or several events that maybe you remember from playing at your school? And Julia Gladhill, start.
At the school or like club?
At school.
Yeah, so a couple of games like point out to me, like obviously games against Urbana are amazing because they're a rival school and it really gets us energized. So the games against Urbana are definitely memorable.
Any parts of the seasons that you remember other than those games themselves?
Yeah, I mean, senior night, Dig Pink, all those nights are very memorable as well.
Okay, I would certainly agree. Julia?
Yeah, so freshman year, there's a rivalry between North Hagerstown and us. Like, we have never beat North Hagerstown. But my freshman year, when we played them, we beat them. So it was really exciting because we've always been wanting to do that. and also last year winning the regional champions for the first time in volleyball history in our school.
Looking at what's taken place over the, this past year, girls, and all the different aspects and protocol that is that we've been using and you've had to go through, is there any aspect or protocol that you think could possibly be used even when we get back to, you know, being, quote, normal? Is there any part of what you had to endure here medically, the practices, anything that you think was not a bad idea and it could be, it could work possibly when we're in the normal times? Julia Slivka.
Yeah, just like being grateful of me, like being able to play. I wouldn't take it for granted ever, and just wanting to come to practice every single day and putting in everything that I have into it.
Okay, Julia.
Yeah, I agree. I will never take a game or a practice for granted ever again, and I'm just happy to be playing.
Okay, so the different, you could, you had to wear a mask, you only had small groups, all those different things, hopefully you're thinking will go away and it'll be back to where it was when you first came to school. Would you both agree there?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure of that. Looking at the years that you've played volleyball, and it's apparent that you both thoroughly enjoy the game of volleyball. And we'll start with Julia Gladhill. Julia, what? Why volleyball?
I love volleyball because I'm a very competitive person, and volleyball is a very competitive sport, and I love that it's such a team sport. I love being able to communicate with my team and really push each other, and the energy while playing is just amazing.
Julia Slivka?
Yeah, I also love the team aspect and how competitive the sport is. Like, I feel like it's like 25 mini games inside a set, and you have to fight for every point.
How long have you girls been playing volleyball, Julia Slivka?
Since I was 11 years old.
Okay, 11. How about you, Julia Gladhill?
Since I was 8.
Since you were 8. So
yeah.
Apparently, what was it, girls, Julia Gladhill, what was it that kind of got you hooked? What was that, the initial aha, this is what I want to play?
Yes. When I was 8, I loved watching my sister play because she was on a club team, and I loved seeing her with her team. So I think what got me started was just peppering with my family, and I just loved it from the beginning.
Julia Slivka?
Yeah, both of my sisters play volleyball in high school, and my parents play this outdoor league. So I've always just been surrounded by the game and just fell in love with it.
Girls, we're running short on time, unfortunately. This is how things happen, because I thoroughly enjoy talking to the athletes here in Frederick County. I had some background here coaching and being an athletic director, and this is always a pleasure for me, and I'm certainly appreciative that you two girls were able to take some time during your schedule now, as different as it is right now, going virtually for a couple days and in school for the other. So, again, Julia Gladhill, thank you for taking the time. The best of luck for this coming season for sure, and definitely good luck next year at the University of South Carolina Upstate, and we certainly wish the best for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Indeed. Julia Slivka, the same thing. Good luck for this coming season at Tuscarora. Certainly, thank you again for taking the time. And the best of luck for you, too, at Ryder. And we hope, girls, we hear the best things coming from you in the future. So, Julia, good luck to you as well.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It was my pleasure, girls. You've been listening to the Frederick County Weekend Sports Show here on 930 WFMD. I'm your host, Steve Nibbs, and we'll see you next time.
Past editions of this program are available in the audio vault at WFMD.com, a service of Partners in Care, upscale resale boutique in the Willow Tree Plaza. News Radio 930.